Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Letting Go, The Pathway of Surrender by David R. Hawkins is a transformative book that guides readers through the often misunderstood practice of surrender as a powerful means to achieve personal growth, happiness, and enlightenment. This insightful work dives deep into the mechanics of the emotional processes that bind us to our sufferings, and how letting go of these negative feelings can lead us to a state of peace, empowerment, and ultimately a higher self. Hawkins, leveraging his extensive knowledge in consciousness research and spirituality, provides practical techniques and enlightening insights that help individuals understand their inner workings and how to navigate their emotional landscapes to foster spiritual development and a fulfilling life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, The Mechanism of Letting Go. David R. Hawkins explains letting go as a simple but profound method to release all forms of negativity and suffering. This mechanism is based on the recognition and acceptance of one's feelings, followed by the willing surrender of those feelings. Hawkins details the process by which individuals can detach from the other emotions, not through resistance or suppression, but through observation and allowing them to be. He emphasizes that this practice is not a passive resignation, but an active and conscious decision to let go of the emotional pains that hinder spiritual and personal growth. Understanding the mechanism of letting go is foundational to the practice, providing a clear path for those seeking to alleviate suffering and enhance their quality of life. Secondly, levels of consciousness. Hawkins introduces a map of consciousness that lays out various emotional states ranging from shame to enlightenment. Each level has its own unique characteristics and effects on an individual's life. The lower levels are marked by negative emotions such as guilt, apathy, and fear, which are heavy and binding. Higher levels, on the other hand, are associated with positive states such as love, peace, and joy, which are liberating and expansive. By understanding where specific feelings fall on this scale, individuals can more readily identify the emotions that hold them back and apply the letting go technique to move towards higher, more enlightened states of being. This concept is crucial for personal development, as it provides a framework for assessing progress and pinpointing areas that require healing. Thirdly, the impact of letting go on health and relationships. Hawkins delves into the profound impact that letting go can have on one's health and relationships. He outlines how negative emotions can lead to both physical and emotional illness, and how, by surrendering these emotions, individuals can heal and experience improved well-being. Similarly, in relationships, holding on to grievances, resentments, and fears serves only to create distance and conflict. Through the practice of letting go, individuals can release these toxic emotions, leading to healthier, more loving, and fulfilling relationships. This section of the book highlights the practical implications of the letting go technique, demonstrating its power to transform not only the individual, but also the way they interact with others and the world around them. Fourthly, the role of ego in suffering. A significant portion of Hawkins's discourse focuses on the role of ego in human suffering. The ego, as described, is the part of the self that clings to negative emotions and identities, driving much of the resistance experienced in the process of letting go. Hawkins explains that the ego thrives on control and sees surrender as a threat to its dominance. However, by recognizing the ego's mechanisms and choosing to let go, individuals can reduce its influence, leading to a decrease in suffering and a move towards true freedom and enlightenment. This topic offers insightful perspectives on understanding the internal obstacles to spiritual growth and provides strategies for overcoming them. Lastly, practical applications and exercises. David R. Hawkins not only provides the theoretical foundation of letting go, but also offers readers practical tools and exercises to implement this technique in their daily lives. These applications are designed to facilitate the letting go process, allowing individuals to experience its benefits firsthand. From simple breath work to more complex emotional release techniques, Hawkins offers a variety of practices that cater to different needs and preferences. This hands-on approach empowers readers to take active steps towards their own healing and transformation, making the book not just a source of information, but a guide to personal liberation. In conclusion, Letting Go, The Pathway of Surrender is a must-read for anyone interested in personal development, spiritual growth, or simply seeking a more fulfilling life. David R. Hawkins provides a comprehensive guide to understanding and applying the practice of letting go, a process that promises liberation from the chains of negative emotions in the ego. The book is especially valuable for those who feel stuck in patterns of suffering, as it offers practical steps towards emotional freedom. By incorporating the techniques and insights provided, readers can significantly improve their quality of life, health, and relationships. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner or new to the concept of surrender, this book has the potential to transform your approach to challenges and lead you to a state of peace, empowerment, and enlightenment. If you would like to support David R. Hawkins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.